say you've been hurting, almost lost your mind. The one that you love, he treats you less than kind. When things go wrong, so wrong with you.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Good to have you here with us. What you listen to is John Hammond and Mike Bloomfield. This is John Hammond's birthday, so one of the great kind of blues artists in our world. And It Hurts Me Too is the name of that tune. So, John Hammond, happy birthday. He has been a guest on the show numerous times. Before we jump into our conversation here, we are focusing on about the world of adjunct professors. And is this the new poverty? And is it, at the root of it, the Affordable Health Care Act? Is it more than that? Many people do look at adjunct professors in universities as the new poor, the working poor. Others see it as a world that that gives freedom to young creative people to teach. So where is it? It's a reality in both places. We'll have a number of ideas about that during the course of this conversation. But before we get there, we are going to have a conversation once again with Baynard Woods, who is senior editor for the City Paper, to tell us what other articles are happening in the City Paper this week other than the one that we focused on the last hour. Baynard, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mark. Great show today. And as a former adjunct, I can tell you it's a one business that's tougher than the newspaper business, if there's such a thing as being an adjunct. So I'm looking forward to that conversation
All right. Thank you, Baynard.
We have a one of the big stories in our Mobtown beat this week is that Van Smith worked on. Shows how two police officers allegedly lied to a judge in order to get a warrant that arrested an innocent man. And so that's something that's really, really chilling to think about, that this kind of stuff is happening. It's both Howard. It's not in Baltimore City. Howard County and Baltimore County police teamed up on this. And so charges are being brought against that. So that's another one of the really hard-hitting sort of stories, like this homeless story that y'all were just talking about. And then I know you're hosting a conversation on Red at the Everyman Theater.
This Saturday night at 5 o'clock.
And, I saw the play after I wrote the story, and which is spectacular, but I sat in on rehearsals for a while and watched them, watched Bruce Nelson and Eric Berryman and the director, Donald Hicks, talking about Rothko and talking about the play, and it was really just one of the most fascinating artistic conversations that I'd ever seen. The intensity with which they were trying to dive into what Rothko was after and what he was trying to do, and then the way that intensity comes across in the play was really one of the top theatrical things.
Baynard, I think that I saw the play, obviously, and we're doing a conversation about the play this Saturday. It's one of the best plays I've seen anywhere in a long time, but Eric Berryman and Bruce Nelson could stand up off Broadway. They could stand up in any theater. They could stand at the Guthrie and do this. The performance was amazing. I was just blown away by it. So
yeah,
it's an incredible play.
Bruce really becomes Rothko. It really is. It's really, and the way that they stage it, where the audience becomes the paintings that they're looking at and talking at is just really spectacular. So
absolutely.
I can't wait.
And that was a good Donald Hicken move, the director. He's a great director, so it was good.
Yeah, he really is. There's a local book by a woman, Shelley Puhock, that's called Guinevere in Baltimore, and it just won the Anthony Hecht Poetry Prize, a really prestigious prize judged by Charles Simic, former poet laureate. And she's, it just blew me away. It came out of the blue. She wrote me because she placed in our Poetry and Fiction Prize. Today's the deadline for that, by the way, if anyone wants to enter. And so she sent it out of the blue, and this book just blew me away. It's a series of monologues, dramatic monologues, by the figures in the Lancelot-Arthur-Guinevere love triangle in Arthurian legend, but set in contemporary Baltimore, where Camelot is a multinational corporation. And it's got the possibilities, hearing it like that, to be cheesy, but it's not.
No, I'm laughing with it, not at it. I like it.
but it could be, but it's extraordinarily beautiful, really moving poems. And every week I keep being astounded at how many great writers we have in the city as well.
Yes, right.
Not get the attention as the music and stuff sometimes, but really, I'm continually blown away.
So, and very quickly, is there something else you want to pop in here before we move on to our conversation here that you don't want us to miss in this this week's edition?
Yeah, so Laura Newson has a show at the Creative Alliance. It's coming down in the middle of the month, and so it's one of the last chances to see it.
Oh, I saw it the other night. Yes, yes.
And that's right. A spectacular show.
Yep.
So
yep.
I urge people to get out there. Afloat, it's her first show in 7 years, solo show, and she's really a major artist here, so I'd really think people should get out and see that before it comes down.
And I will say the City Paper, once again this week, they're on every week to tell us what's happening in their news and pick up their articles and do shows about them, but also the fact that if you want to see what's happening in the arts and cultural scene in this community, pick up a City Paper every week. And it's a broad spectrum of stuff. And every week we are joined by Baynard Woods, who writer, senior editor for the City Paper, is also one of their writers. It's such a small staff. Everybody does everything. So, Baynard... Thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. I can't wait for this next conversation.
Thank you, man. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a brief interlude and come right back to our conversation.